from JMI Wealth. Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Strongest in 14 years.
Yep.
Housing's hot.
Yep, let's celebrate Friday with some good old stonking house price data, shall we? So this is the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand house sales and price data for March. Key issue, Mike, is that those government policy announcements that were made around housing, they were on the 23rd of March. So this data doesn't really factor in the impact of those announcements. What it does do, though, is provide some very clear evidence of why the government felt it needed to address the issue of high house price growth. So what you've got here is absolutely not a single jot, not a solitary iota of evidence that there was any slowing in house price growth in March. Remember, I was trying to find some evidence in the early April Barfoot and Thompson auction data, and that wasn't a particularly convincing case either at the moment. But here's the numbers. Yes, March sales, strongest in 14 years, as you say, 31.2% higher than this time last year. So that's not just what I'm calling these days a COVID comparison, because they were the highest in 14 years. Big move in Auckland. And if it's not a COVID comparison, then it's pretty spectacular, up 49.9%. Median days to sell at 31 days, so that's strong as well. And now here we go, prices, median prices, annual house price inflation, 24.3%, so very high. Across the country last year at this time, your median house price was $665,000. Now it is $826,300, so new record high for the country. 12 out of 16 regions reached record median highs, 2.7% in the month of March alone. So the market's pretty tight. You had some LVR restrictions came into play in the 1st of March as well, so very strong indeed. The thing is, Mike, it gets interesting from here, doesn't it? Yeah, was that the last sort of hurrah? Can't wait for the April numbers.
Okay, talk to me about Contact and Meridian. This is because today's the day, and we don't know what happens today, but we've also seen this thing's been going for a while now, right?
It has. It's a bit of a story that's been playing out for some time, and I'll try and give you a very sort of quick and simple rundown of it. So we believe it's D-Day today for some potential big trades in Contact and Meridian. Now, what's been going on here is related to a global clean energy index. So this is an S&P index. Now, in its previous form, there were two companies in New Zealand included in that index, Contact and Meridian. Now, it is a global index, lots of money heading into it, and our companies that were in it were relatively small. And if you look back at the price history, you got a big surge in the price of Contact in early January, went up to like $10.75. It's now fallen back to $7.50. Meridian, that was up to $7.40. Now it's back to $6. So the wisdom was that there was lots of flows going into this global clean energy index, and it kind of swamped the prices through that period in Contact and Meridian. So what they've done is they've changed the rules for inclusion in the index. So the index doesn't need the same holding, the same size of holding in Contact and Meridian. What does that mean? It means that potentially they've got to sell. The speculation was that there was a substantial volume of shares in those companies would need to be sold, and it comes to a head at the end of this week. The thing is, Mike, the market has known about this for weeks. So what we don't know is the degree of pre-positioning. What we do know is that next week the market will be a lot cleaner, it'll be a lot clearer. So we'll find out today whether it's a case of buyer beware or whether it's the old sort of share market adage of buy the rumor, sell the fact, but in reverse. In other words, you know, you trade when you think something's happening, and when it does happen, the reverse actually occurs. But we won't know until the end of the day, Mike.
All right, let's see what happens. What are the numbers?
Good night in the US. The Dow Jones, 33,998, up 265 points as we speak, 0.79%. The S&P 500, also looking very strong, 4,167, just up over 1%. And the NASDAQ has climbed through the $14,000 mark, 14,029, up 171 points, 1.24%. The FTSE 100, 6,983, up 44 overnight, 0.6%. The Nikkei, 29,642, up 22. Shanghai Composite, down 18, 3,398. The ASX 200 gained 0.5% yesterday, 36 points, 7,058. Now, it looks like there was a bit more volatility pre-positioning around these trades today. The NZX 50 lost 0.9%, down 115 points. 12,636 was the close for the NZX 50. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.7169 US, 0.9251 Aussie, 0.5991 euro, 0.5201 pounds, 77.92 yen. Gold, $1,766.52. And Brent crude holding that gain from yesterday, $66.91.
You have a most wondrous weekend. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.